Good afternoon, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today's day is Friday. Mm-hmm. This is January 28, 2011.
Right.
2011. Let me, Jesus Christ. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It sure is.
It is Friday, January 28th, 2011. Thought I heard something.
You did. Yeah, like My phone is vibrating. I didn't know it vibrated.
You know, we just nobody respects the fact that we tape this show at a certain time.
Well, we're early
we have
today.
Phones vibrating.
Rob, we're
we're not.
We're pretending to broadcast.
We're almost 15 minutes late today.
No, we normally do this schedule on Thursday.
Yeah, oh, but we tell people we're doing it. Oh, F it. I don't care.
I'm still writing Wednesday on my checks.
I'm so sorry because I don't know the phone yet. I thought I had.
Who's vibrating?
It was my dad.
Oh, what does he want?
I don't know. I could answer.
You go ahead and talk to him. Jesus Christ.
What Robert Spiewak Sr. wants.
Well, now I've missed the call. Hold on. I've got to
call him back. Call him back.
I will. I'll use the speaker.
How about you, Bob?
We'll be right with you.
How about you,
Bob?
How about you, Bob Spiewak? Give me more like input into those so I don't sound like I'm bouncing off the walls. I know it's because of the lack of carpeting.
Right, the rug is missing.
We're getting the rug back.
They pulled
today.
The rug out from under us.
We're getting the rug back that RJ decided to put duct tape on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Want to thank him from the bottom of my friggin' heart for that.
There are solvents for those adhesives.
Yeah, but he can't put he doesn't put tape on it.
It would be better, I guess, if the wires went under the rug instead of being taped down.
We will have hopefully before all of us leave today, we will have that opportunity to do that today.
Wonderful.
Oh, I hope so.
I know you're looking forward to that.
I am.
Nothing you like better than heavy manual labor.
Because you want to do two shows, have a meeting, and put down a rug all in the same day.
I'm really hoping that we do the two shows and have the meeting and that the rugs maybe happen during.
Yeah, we can put down the rug while we're having the meeting.
Or doing the show.
I thought the meeting was about the rug.
No, it's not about. Did
the
you
show
get your father?
He's not answering. He's just
now he's not answering.
You know why? Because it's all about Bob.
It's all about Bob and Bob, who's between his next job.
Well, you know what he had to do?
What?
He lost electricity, you know.
Oh, a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area without power.
He said F it, and he drove to his beach house. There's electricity down there.
Man, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Nice to have that option.
Nice to be unemployed.
Why does
he ever, two homes.
Why does he ever come back from the beach house? That's what I want to know.
He has a wife. Oh. She has a job.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's even better.
It is.
I love the fact that my wife has a job.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I love that she slays the dragon. I really do.
We have health insurance. It's great.
And I love the fact that my wife can actually walk to work. So I can take the four-wheel drive vehicle.
I try to get my wife to walk to work, although it is 3 miles.
Because my vehicle, although it is a fine deal,
American
I will
car.
Tell you, it is not good in the snow.
Hey, no, Mike, no. Mopar or no car?
Yeah, Mopar or no car. Mopar don't do nothing in the snow.
Yeah, I saw it looked like it had perhaps not been touched.
In the spirit of the blizzard, if you're here in Washington, D.C., and really in many areas of the country, you've experienced a hearty winter, and you have to prepare for these blizzards. Mm-hmm. You have to prepare for these snowstorms. We've just got an 8 to 10 inch snowstorm in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's why we were not here yesterday, because lots of stuff was going on. But we are here today, and I think it's important to play a version of the We Need game.
Sure,
when you're considering what to do in a blizzard.
What's the Boy Scout motto, Mike?
Be prepared,
exactly.
Rob.
Exactly.
And you're prepared by having things we need. And so I just think for the next storm, we should really be prepared. And so I think it's important that we all make a list of what we need. So I'll get it started because, when you're talking about snow, we need a shovel.
Right. Well, we'll need sidewalk salt.
Mark, do you want to play this game?
Yeah, we'll need a winter hat.
Did we just wake him up? Did you notice he was a?
No, I was doing
the video. Is it the RJ seat that it's over there?
No, it's the video.
It's a chair made of Benadryl, Mike.
Right, Rob, what else do we need?
well, you're definitely going to need mittens.
Mittens. Mm-hmm. Oscar, you got anything that we need?
Car insurance.
We need salt. Salt to pour on the sidewalk.
Yeah, sidewalk salt would be good, yes. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We also need warm coats.
Warm coats, always good. Yes, that goes without saying.
My winter snow pants.
Yes, winter snow pants. Snow
I
pants.
Love those hand warmers.
Remember, start with we need.
We need hand warmers.
We need hand warmers, always very, yes.
We need cereal.
We need chains to put on your car.
We need a warm scarf.
Very good, warm scarf.
We need hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
We need videos to watch.
Yes, we do.
We need an eye patch.
We need hookers.
Yeah.
Buzz?
We need a top hat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need an iPad.
Okay.
We need ham.
All right.
We need an iPhone.
We need nipples.
We need a pencil cup.
We need condoms.
We need crystals.
We need Vaseline.
We need floor wax.
We need a blender.
We need used condoms.
We need clocks.
God, use condoms?
Who said that?
We need windshield wipers.
We need acoustical tile.
We need a dog brush.
We need a bathtub filled with coffee.
We need extra trophies.
Okay.
We need wet towelettes.
We need handy wipes.
We need an old TV antenna.
We need leather chaps.
We need Brazil nuts. Don't we?
We need feminine deodorizer.
We need domesticated mice.
We need whipped cream.
We need a yarmulke.
I'm sorry, it was too slow. Start the show, Rob. Mark failed miserably.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snowblowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free t-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy.
Ah!
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q. Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. Oh, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Joe Cocker?
Yeah.
What did I just see? Oh, my kids just implored me to watch a movie on DVD over the last weekend called Across the Universe.
It's a great film.
With the Beatles music, and I don't know how to tell you how gratified I was that they asked me to watch something that they're tracking, and they've, like, discovered the Beatles based on this
movie.
The
weird thing about them, I'm normally a Beatles purist. I don't like a lot of covers.
Right.
But the way they told that story,
incredible.
It really helps underscore just how great the music is.
Yeah, and you know, anything that's going to get them to track with stuff that's old and that I like, I love that.
So and Joe Cocker's in it, right?
That's why I was saying this, because Joe Cocker is in this, and I wish I remember what the song was. Damn it. I completely forgot, but he's in Across the Universe.
He doesn't do She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, does he?
Nope.
Because
that
he's
one.
Already recorded that.
What's the movie about, quickly?
It's a Vietnam-era musical.
Oh, wow.
And it's the story of a love story about a guy that's comes over from England, and he's in love with this woman, and she loses her boyfriend when he goes over to Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And then the British guy falls in love with her, and they have a falling out, and it's just a lot of fun. And
what it was so well
oh,
used.
Just wonderful to sit there and watch color. That with my daughters. And they were just like, Dad, we have to watch it. You know,
wow.
When you get an opportunity like that, seize that opportunity, embrace that. That's... And if you're liking, even if you like it a little bit, you say you love it.
I remember when Robert came to me and said, Dad, I really want you to see a movie. It's called Bonnie and Clyde.
That scene in the end.
Loves it.
Can't argue with
it.
That. Heard across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. We are the MikeOMaraShow.com Merry Men. It is January 28th, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads, growing and throbbing each and every day. Mm-hmm. Okay, gang. All right, gang. It's the money man here. Listen, our show today is brought to you by Pro Flowers.
Yes. It's that time of year, Mike.
All right. Listen, this is what I need. You know, we were talking about what we need. Let me tell you what we really need.
It's always about you.
What we really, really need. Do you see the curtain moving, too?
Uh-huh. Yes, I think.
Are you watching the curtain? Is that Raymond?
It's a figure.
Is that
don't
Raymond?
Don't call attention to anything, Mike.
Is that Raymond slinking in and just hovering outside, causing the curtain
now he's
to win?
Removing his coat.
He's just trying not to make it.
Let's bring
in the delegate man.
Yay, RJ. Hey. That's what we need is RJ.
Yeah, and everything's going to be okay, Mike.
Are you going to play it?
I am.
All right, here we go. The music for RJ.
RJ's a rival music.
You can tell when we take a day off here, I swear to God. There's RJ's music. Let me get delicately.
I'm coming through the curtain.
Yeah, I just, you know, he can disrupt the show in the slightest way.
Oh, using the power of his mind.
I look over at Rob. I notice the curtain just going... Whoa. And Rob is noticing the exact same, and it's just enough.
Well, it's the equivalent of Letterman doing his monologue and somebody walking out of the curtain right in the back.
Well, the thing is, it's more subtle than that. It's stagecraft 101. You don't do a backstage cross because the scenery's going to shake.
It's right.
going to
move.
And I see the curtains moving, billowing like a proud American flag.
I call it the butterfly effect.
We are such prima donnas. We are such delicate flowers. Speaking of flowers.
Yay!
All right, here's how it works. Now, we talk about our affiliate programs all the time on this show, but this, ladies and gentlemen, you've been so good with the Amazon work that you've done for us. Mm-hmm. We want you to do Pro Flowers work. Now, listen, guys, and it's guys. Who am I kidding here?
Mostly.
Okay. It's guys and
lesbians.
Select lesbians.
A couple gals.
Pro Flowers. We want you to go to our website, mm-hmm. and we want you to go for Valentine's Day and get your lover flowers at our website from Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day, you know that it's coming. It's right around the corner. Do it today, and you know, and then you don't have to hassle about it when it gets close to go time. And right now, it is the best investment you can make for only $19.99. That will include a free glass vase. Buzz and I are now saying it the same way.
A glace vase. That's right.
A glace vase. Other specials include free chocolat. Who does not like free chocolat? Or free delivery. Send flowers from Pro Flowers. This is the flower company that we have used for years. Mm-hmm. And the way Pro Flowers works, we have one thing going for our army, okay? We are small, mm-hmm. but we are passionate.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I would really, really, really like to set some records with Pro Flowers. And get noticed. And let me tell you, if you hear them come back on in May, you'll know that we were successful.
Exactly.
You know, if you're just on a whim, you know, hey, it's $19. This is the type of thing that we ask of you because it helps us. Mm-hmm. It helps the show. It monetizes the show. And it makes us look good with our advertisers.
And the magic thing is we're not asking you to do something you wouldn't be doing anyway.
Precisely. Right. So send flowers from Pro Flowers. All you do, go to our website, MichaelMaraShow.com, and click their link. You can't miss it. You don't have to put any code in there. All you have to do is go to their link at our website, and we appreciate it.
Click on through to the other side.
You know our motto, roller in flowers.
Roller in flowers. Mm-hmm. We started the show, and I haven't gotten a chance to talk to Oscar, and want to get an update on your dad, who had surgery yesterday.
Everybody wants to know.
How's everything going? What's the very latest?
So, first off, I want to thank everybody for their prayers mm-hmm. and their messages that they sent me on Facebook. But moreover, just really, really shows what this family's all about. And I'm not talking about, you know, just the podcast family. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just people in general.
The big
humanity.
Family.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. nice. And it shows how tight this family is here, where I wake up yesterday morning and not knowing how I'm going to get to the hospital, obviously, because we had all that weather.
Blizzard.
At 5:30 in the morning. My father's scheduled to be in surgery at 6 a.m.
Oh, man.
So my mom and my father were lucky enough to get out when they did. They started at 4 a.m. They finally made it to the hospital around 6 a.m. I and my Kara had walked down to the hospital from where we live because we couldn't get our cars out.
I can't think of anything that would be worse in a storm of that nature than to have to go for a major surgery procedure and or be a loved one of somebody.
Yeah. No stress involved there.
That had to suck on ice.
How long of a walk was it?
It's about a 2-mile walk.
Jeez, in that weather.
I was thinking of him, and you know, I didn't even process that. All I was thinking about is I'm not going to give him a text message because that'll be invasion.
I know,
privacy.
And it was so bad. I was wondering if the surgery would even happen.
I kept reading on the bottom of Channel 7 to see if there was a delay in the surgery, but there was no announcement.
The wild part about all this, without getting too deep, mm-hmm. and there's so many people that I'm learning have gone through this and are going through this.
Of course.
So my thoughts and my prayers are with you as well. Is that you really don't know what you're getting into. And as my father went into surgery, and we really, what you do in that type of surgery is you hope for the best, but you prepare yourself for the worst.
And wait.
You basically say, I love you and goodbye. That's mm-hmm. what you do
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to not have had that chance.
Sure.
And this is a major lengthy procedure.
6 hours.
They're going into surgery areas.
And it is not an easy surgery at all.
And you also don't know what they're going to find. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what they're going to find. And what was amazing about that experience is while there was a certain part of closure, there was a lot of optimism within our family. My brother had flown in, my sister had flown in. And As I sat in the waiting room, I really listened to our podcasts and just to let the time go by because the 6 hours is a long time.
Sure,
did some work on email just to get my mind off of things. But I will always be grateful to you guys and the listeners for really putting your thoughts together and really driving home the fact that anything is possible. So,
yep.
So these are the initial results. Mm-hmm. The doctor comes out. I guess what really happens, and I didn't know this, guys, this is all new to me, is when they go and they look for more cancer.
Right. Sure.
And the initial results, and we won't know anything for a solid week, mm-hmm. and there probably will have to be some chemo following this.
Mm-hmm.
But when they what they do is a resection of the liver, and when they did the initial test on the liver, they did not find anything.
That's good news.
That's a huge relief.
It's kind of like when we were dealing with Buzz. You take every bit of good news step by step.
Right. Yes.
You don't overreact, but you don't underreact to that as well.
Absolutely. So that was, and I got to tell you.
That's big, big good news.
I don't know. And again, this is just a little piece of my pie. I don't know what people really go through when it's really, really there. But for me, it felt like a building had been lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, sure.
The doctor had said
I get that. Right. They'll have some follow-up tests.
Yeah, so now we now he's out. He's in the recovery. I just left him this morning to come do the
Wonderful.
Show.
Which, so just because I'm this is the way I would be if I was standing next to a doctor, I would say the same thing. So this would be, as far as initially, this is the best case scenario.
This is the best case scenario initially.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
We can applaud that. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with getting, you know, getting being happy about that.
I'm going to knock on wood right now. So
mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So right now, he's going to be there for the next 7 to 8 days.
Of course.
What was interesting, though, and you never know, and it's almost amazing because this is why second opinions are always, they're a must.
Oh, yeah.
And third, if you have to, is my father had been going through these night sweats and really really wasn't recovering from this initial gallbladder surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What they found inside of him was a half-liter abscess. Which is an infection, basically.
Right.
It could really kill you in the long run.
Of course it can.
And his initial surgeon, and I'm not putting any blame on him, because the blood tests were coming out normal, just didn't think it was there.
Right.
Didn't find it.
Well, and my father had continued complaining. And we get in this place in America where we think this is modern medicine. They can't be wrong.
Yep.
They can be wrong.
Hallelujah.
They can be wrong.
Practicing medicine.
You know this too, correct, Buzz?
Absolutely. They practice
always,
medicine.
And that is something, and I think with, I hate to say this, but it's true. Older people, they seem to, they consider that the word of any physician is somehow godlike. And
my
know
dad
what?
Is that way.
It's just like, Rob's pointing to Buzz.
Comes from somewhere, Buzz.
No, I don't believe that, but my dad does.
That's what I meant.
Bless you for thinking I'm that old.
You certainly don't believe it now.
Right.
But there may have been a time.
Just be vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know your body. You know how you feel. And my father.
Question.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm saying that's what
absolutely.
You got to do.
Right. My father, he knew something was wrong, but he was too polite. He was too nice. He said, they know.
And he's a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when the surgeon came out, the surgeon was not derogatory towards the other surgeon, mm-hmm. but he said, I got to tell you mm-hmm. that they missed it.
It happens.
And now he's on antibiotics.
So he's in the hospital. He's going to be in there. He'll be on antibiotics for a while. So we're just getting out of the woods, and it's still the first couple steps. But where we're going to be is best case scenario, and I can't thank all of you for your thoughts and prayers and your messages.
I'm glad you got to experience that. I'm happy about that.
Congratulations.
And you know what? There's no better place for him right now. I mean, the fact that he's there, he's under good care,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to recover faster than you can even wrap your head
and
around.
And tip of the hat to... And I've been into so many hospitals. And mind you, when I went in because I ran into a cactus like an asshole. Excuse me.
That's you're allowed.
It was
one.
A different experience.
The cactus experience. But that's in the archives, incidentally. Look that up under 2010.
Uh-huh.
Oscar/ cactus.
You know, I get probably reference that in messages on Facebook once a week to this day.
The cactus.
The cactus.
The Lombardi Cancer Institute. They don't need my seal of approval. But
they're the ones down at George Washington?
Georgetown. The updates, the handling, the talking, the way that they really make sure you know during the surgery.
Right.
Somebody I've never experienced before. Maybe they do this all the time, but I just don't know.
No.
Every 30 to 40 minutes, a nurse would come out and said, I just saw This is where they are in the surgery. Mm-hmm. This is your update.
That's very uncommon.
And that alone was just, it meant the world for my mother, my family.
Good for them. Good, yeah. good. Ah, that's good to hear. That's good. Yes. That's
thank
worth,
you. Yeah,
that's worth coming in today. Yeah. I am delighted to hear that. And we will. You will keep us posted on things. And our best. And your mom's doing all right?
Yes. It was awesome when I left the hospital. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, oh. I just got to do a podcast. But also, and I said, let's be honest, there's five of you here.
Right.
Right.
I'll be back in a couple hours. And I really needed to come here. So
well, that's great. That's it's great to hear that. And it's a process. But, you know, the way we, I remember getting the good news about Buzz, it was kind of one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And you hope for the very, very best. And it's good that the initial reports are positive.
Yeah. Amazingly, we have a tape of the nurse from the Lombardi Center.
Let's listen.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
That's great.
Yeah, here it is.
Let's see what she has to say.
What about the key strategy that you missed out?
Here she is.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea what that would be at this time.
Lombardi.
What I don't know what you mean by strategy.
And
I
have no idea. Nurse Lombardi.
Such an ass.
What they're going to do if that's what you mean by the strategy.
What about the strength and the weaknesses of the team?
Here's a follow-up question.
Well,
to
the nurse?
I don't know. I had any weakness, I dare say I wouldn't want to mention them. And as far as their strength is concerned, I've already mentioned a great number of them.
God, she's clinical, but she's actually quite competent.
She kept telling Oscar that he can do better than his supposed best.
Am I wrong to say that I just didn't know that he was such a philanthropist?
Yeah, Vince Lombardi?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with Marie.
Yeah. And he was, you know, that's, I think, where he... passed away.
He died here.
He was a heavy smoker.
He died in what it was?
He came to he came to the Redskins and it killed him.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
No, but they have a huge...
As it has so many.
There's a beautiful oil painting of him right underneath when you walk into the building.
Yeah, that's where he came here and was treated here.
Okay.
And so I think that has a lot to do with it. And
you want to hear a little more of the nurse?
He also said, the nurse said to apply yourself to the task
Here's
at hand.
The nurse.
We're doing Vince Lombardi shtick. Comedy is our life. All right, let's hear some more of the nurse.
The nurse is coming up.
All right, what's she have
I
to
would say
right?
The first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really. Because I really think there'll be
I've never Thank seen you. A nurse in a hat like that.
Nurse Lombardi, so, a little
you.
Butch.
If you don't mind, I know you have your itinerary for the show.
I've got whatever. I change it at the drop of a hat.
Can I ask? So my father, that's the least of your troubles.
I only have one thing that I will. That is a every day. I've got five or six things, but there's always only one must cover for me.
Okay,
and just that Will Ferrell must die.
Yes,
I want to ask you how A you got to work. And how, B, your commute was.
Okay. You can ask me, and I will tell you that it was a process because early on Wednesday, you know, doing the morning show on Wednesday and giving this forecast out with it because it was raining and drizzly at that point. And the night before, actually, on Tuesday night going into Wednesday, the program director over at The Edge, Kenny King, had texted me and emailed everybody, who needs a hotel room?
We talked about it on the show.
But Tuesday, you know, it's going to rain. There's no big deal. So what it turned out to be would have been, who needs a hotel for Wednesday, which was still available. And I think the process for me was come home. The storm's going to hit about anywhere between noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do I sit tight here and deal with it?
You were going back and forth.
And I was saying, you know, I'm right on the main drag. I get plowed here, which I do on a regular place.
I know you get plowed.
I get plowed
three times
all
a week.
The time. And I was plowed.
Yeah.
Jameson's Irish Whiskey. I was plowed. That's, I'm just saying that because it's Friday. Anyway,
he's playing to camera.
So the thing, I had to make that decision, and I said, I'll go ahead and I'll do, if I'm here, and, you know, I said, probably, once I heard the forecast, I said, the podcast ain't going to be a go. You are going to be going to Georgetown
right.
for your father's surgery. You are on the back road that is usually 24 hours behind, getting everybody out.
That's true.
So I said, hey, you know what? We will come back in and do our podcast and bonus show on Friday, and we'll get that done. So I put all those things
Turned
in place.
Turned out to be the smart
The
move.
Only decision process I had was, you know, what do I do?
Yes,
because you got to make it
me,
in on the radio.
Me.
And I decide, it's all about me. And shoveled the walk in shifts, did two shifts, and Carla helped, and it was great. Mm-hmm. Got that done.
Did you have a hard time with the 2 to 4 inches that Tom Kierine said we were going to get?
Did he say that?
They were all over. We are now in our 96th hour of them screwing up.
All right,
the
let me just
forecast.
Get together. I'll get this, and then we'll come back
Rob's
and talk
angry.
About the whole thing. But what happened was the one thing I didn't count on, you know, 8 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll back Carla's little Lexus SUV out, you know, and just back it out and roar through.
No.
When you do that, because of what's called ground clearance, mm-hmm. you create an igloo, perfect igloo under your car, and we dug out. And we spent 2 hours, 2.5 hours digging out of the driveway.
And it was heavy snow.
Wet, heavy.
I heard
heavy
that if we
snow.
Had been 5 degrees cooler,
right.
we would have had twice as much snow because it was that much condensed.
It was heavy, so heavy. Yeah. It was so heavy. And got it done. And then when I finished, oh, thank God, I'm hearing this snowblower. Mm-hmm. And my friend Fred mm-hmm. and my friend Richard across the street, they have a little deal because Fred has a townhouse that's right on the street with no garage. And no parking. He parks on the street.
Yes.
So what the deal is, he has a deal with Richard that he comes over, plows out Richard. He's got a snowblower. Mm-hmm. And Richard lets him
That's
put the car in his driveway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're great because they always
Why
end
not?
Up helping.
The tag team.
But I'm really, you know, I'm trying to communicate to them as much as I can that I need the help.
You want
gentlemen,
in. You want in on the
I'm
deal.
Out. I'm going to be leaving at 3 o'clock and I'm hearing.
Yeah. You have a lot of driveway.
And at one point, you know, I love my neighbor across the street, Richard, but he's 75.
Yeah.
You know, he's a retiree. And I'm like, and I think when I was on, you know, as I'm dripping through my shirt underneath, sweating my ass off with this heavy snow, I think I might have said to Carla, well, got to make sure you get the retiree on out of plowed out right now.
Why would you do that?
I didn't say that to him.
Okay.
I said that to my
Too
wife.
Loud?
She, well, no, he couldn't hear me. But I mean, I'm hearing that. Get that snow blower. Yeah, not me. And then it was like 10 minutes later, they came over. Can we help out? I said, the carport. Can you get my carport? Mm. And they used the snow blower.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's the deal.
How long
We're
does
supposed
it take
to get another
to
one
do
of these.
That?
I'm doing one thing this weekend. I don't care if I'm driving to friggin' Pennsylvania.
To buy one?
I'm getting a snow blower.
You've been saying this for 5 years.
Rob, I'm not doing it again. Rob,
you actually do need one.
Rob, it's 3.5 hours. If we get over 5 inches of snow, mm-hmm. it's 3.5 hours. It's 2 shifts. It was. Mm-hmm. It's not hard work. The work is hard, but it's not that
it's
bad.
It's the time.
I want to have fun.
Yeah.
And I am. And now that I've got the two goddamn jobs, I'm not having. There is no fun.
That's right.
I want a toy to have fun with.
Well, this is great.
And also be able to get everybody in and out of here because we have people. We have people come from that direction. From that direction, the deck has to be taken care of, and it's just too. It's too many.
When Mike buys a snowblower, we'll never have another snowfall again.
You're probably absolutely right.
And you know what? That's money well spent,
What's
too.
The long-term forecast for Tuesday? I'm hearing we're going to get slammed again on Tuesday.
I'll check. I haven't
You're right.
Looked
if
that
I buy
ahead.
A snowblower, we won't get one. That's we won't right. get a right. storm.
Mike, consider the amazing power you have.
That's but I don't know if they're available. You know, you look around here, not available, not available,
yeah,
not available.
Out.
Because this area is the supply and demand hole
Mike,
of the world.
It
truly is. It truly is. Well, and there's never anything around here. I need help. I need help from RJ, and I need help from Mark Ronick. I want the search to begin right now. All right. And there's the number. All right. 5 to that. That's it. Not a nickel more. I can't do that. Okay.
Right.
All right,
a 3-digit snowblower.
I want a. It's 5 to 6. That's the that's the cheapest one.
Oh, I thought
one.
You meant 5 to 1000.
No, 5 to 6.
Okay, because you held up 5.
I'm not doing any more than
that's
that.
Average
good luck.
Price.
I'm not that. That's
right.
2 cycle,
that's
and that's 20,
price.
And that's 20.
I've priced them
20,
out as well.
That's 20.
You're
that's 24
right.
inches,
yeah.
which is just enough.
Yeah.
And you can do it in shifts. That's what I need because I swear to God, I'm tired of relying on the kindness of others, and I want to help other people out.
You will help other people too, because
right.
you know what? You're going to love the toy.
And incidentally, that's for everybody.
Right.
That's for you and
tell
you
me about
and
it.
You.
I know.
You guys can come
well,
over.
We understand.
I'll put it in the back of your car when I'm done and go to it and take it as much as you want. That is
Very
the team
cool.
snowblower. There, that's my justification.
Excellent. I have
you.
6 feet team. Of driveway.
Corporate check.
I have 6 feet of driveway. To
did you?
Corporate check.
Did anybody get stuck in the nightmare commute, or is it just me?
I already asked.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you.
I asked last snowstorm.
I can tell you about my Uncle Sam and my Uncle Dave.
Throw that in with the HVAC and the bonus up to Toronto, and I'm stealing from the company.
Because
go ahead, I said it. So, I said it before you could.
So sue me.
That's right. We're having a meeting afterwards. Sue me. Yes.
My Uncle Sam and Uncle Dana, they both work within a couple blocks of each other in downtown. Dana lives in Sterling. Sam lives in Reston.
Right.
They left the district just before 3 o'clock mm-hmm. and got home at 10 p.m.
Unbelievable.
And I are still encountered abandoned cars.
My wife had a little over eight-hour commute, 4 p.m. to just a little after midnight on Wednesday night.
Listen. Total miles, maybe what, 15?
13 miles.
13 miles
13
from Reston
miles,
to Fairfax.
8 hours.
I almost feel blessed because what I did was I left work at 3 in Manassas, and I have to go into D.C.
Mm-hmm. That was the latest you could have left.
Yes. But that's the good direction to go, too, because right. Everyone's you coming out of the city. You would
think.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You would think. I get to Washington, D.C. proper, and I live from Virginia to up probably, I want to say, 7 miles from the line because I'm across the Key Bridge in Georgetown.
Yeah, but you're in the bowels. You're downtown. Yes.
I'm across the bridge in Georgetown.
He's down in the bowels.
Yeah, so I said to myself, if I could please just get to the Key Bridge, there's no problems in the city because everybody's leaving. I'm going in. What I did not realize is the 4 hours it took me to get to the Key Bridge.
Ooh. From the D.C. line.
Yes, was just the beginning.
Because that's an hour. So that's 4 o'clock. You're in the teeth of the storm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to take a break. We got to come back. When we come back, Will Ferrell, weather forecasters, local news. I almost called you. I got one you're going
to
like.
Did you happen to see any of Pat Collins in his hat?
I did not.
We'll discuss this.
We'll let you vent. We'll come right back after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, our second segment brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and Jimmy's annual Super Bowl Bash.
Cannot wait.
Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a Sunday brunch from 11 to 2, 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout, and a free football pool for the first 100 fans with prizes after every quarter. The guys are going to be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy, and then to watch the game. When I say the guys, Buzz, you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Rob, going to be there. Oscar, yes, going to be
there.
And
I have a designated driver.
I have a previous, if you listen to The Edge, you know that I have an Edge party that I got to do. I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. I will try to extricate myself from that.
Understood.
And get there, hopefully, for the second half of the game. I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to do my best to get over there.
Fake a headache.
And you can watch the game on Jimmy's big screen, high definition television where we watch the Winter Classic. Mm-hmm. Reservations are recommended. With good weather, this is going to fill up very fast. Oh,
yeah. In a blizzard, he had a big
crowd. Yeah, he had a crowd. He was packed with a blizzard. 703-435-JIMS or click the banner on our website. All right, we're back. We're talking snow and...
Can I just add one more thing
to
the
story? Ahead. Absolutely.
So the commute was from Manassas to D.C. 4 hours, not bad relative to the 12 hours people were in traffic.
Some had 12.
It took me an hour to go one block from what is M Street, the heart of Georgetown, mm-hmm. towards the direction I'm going to, which is north into the city.
Wow.
An hour. Mm-hmm. And at that point, block. I said... Enough is enough. I've got 2 feet. I'm 2 miles down. I'm going to start walking.
Did you abandon your car?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you Ooh. Dildo.
Villain.
You are.
I found a parking spot.
You are.
Wait. Okay. That's different.
Hold on.
Yes. That's different.
Hold on. Yes. Parking spot different from abandoning car.
Absolutely. Right. A side road.
Totally different deal.
One way, I was in the wrong direction. Doesn't matter.
You're off the hook.
I got a parking spot. Parked the car, got out, and I will say this. For all the BS that we go through and all the S that we own, mm-hmm. if you have extra coats in your home and you're not giving them to your local homeless shelter, shame on you.
Amen.
Okay.
Because the walk, the 2 mile walk in the fury of the storm.
Oh, right. And it was bad.
Oh my! I didn't have a hat, didn't have gloves.
I heard this from a lot of people, and from the hammerheads abandon their cars in Washington D.C. And really, my point was this. I said this on the radio, and I've said this for the last few days. My point was this. And really, I know you're nose to the grindstone. And you know what? You're an example because you barely did it. In fact, you didn't do it. You didn't succeed.
No, you parked your car.
I said this, though, to everybody. Mm-hmm. What the F am I sitting there at 6:15 in the morning, at 5:45 a.m., mm-hmm. what am I doing giving you a forecast that says we are going to get 2 inches of snow an hour? Mm-hmm. What am I doing bringing on Howard Bernstein from Channel 9 here in Washington to tell everybody that this thing is going to ramp up for the afternoon rush hour and you should go home? Where was the disconnect?
In defense of my wife, and you won't hear those words very often, but
in defense of my wife, I really want to hear because I haven't heard it enough.
Like a lot of people, I'm not sure that a lot of us believed or that the forecasters have any credibility around here. And part of that is because we live in the rain snow line, but they're 98% of the time wrong. In fact, as Rob will elucidate, I think they weren't all that accurate in this case,
mm-hmm.
But in many ways they were. My point is, people people don't believe him. They've cried wolf too many times.
I didn't believe him, Mike.
And the other thing is...
It's interesting. I'm getting that from a lot of people.
The other thing is my wife couldn't have left any earlier because her doctor's office still had patients. You can't abandon medical patients and go,
Buzz,
I got to run.
Buzz is giving me two reasons.
I will say you don't believe him.
Right.
The thing is,
there are a lot of stupid people. And let me also say, for our listeners who aren't here, by way of explanation, what we're talking about here is people really do abandon their cars in this area. And when I say abandon their cars,
thousands.
I mean stop them in the middle of a travel lane
thousands.
And leave their car there.
I saw two dozen on the way here today. And here is a quick question. I don't wish to derail, but... Where do they go? When they get out of their car, what do they do?
Many of them perish in snowbanks.
That's what I was going to get to.
I think that's worthwhile.
Well, when Oscar talks about, what I heard from a lot of callers was you kind of look at your own mortality and you say, my God, you realize how people buy the farm, with exposure. Buzz, both reasons you gave me are completely understandable. I give people slack that are in jobs where they literally had to be there. But for people that don't, have to be there that can actually get out.
I screwed the pooch.
You know what? Noon, 1 o'clock. Get the hell out of Dodge.
It started coming down around 1 o'clock, and I looked outside, and everybody in my office was like, I gotta go. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, you morons.
Yep,
clear up in 2 seconds.
This area
I was the moron.
Is just nose to the grindstone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People are. I say it all the time, and it's frustrating. But they're not just stupid, Buzz. They're crawling over everybody to get their granite countertop. Mm-hmm. Everybody
We've
would step over your corpse to move 2 inches in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. We have to get smarter.
Too many people,
because the greatest point that was made to me about D.C. is this. If this is how we respond to a major emergency with 10 hours of notice, imagine if there really is
The big thing.
A horrible terrorist situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, people just don't get it. And I'm frankly effing fed up. And I'm going to tell you this. You just say, I'm in a doctor's office. That is on your doctor. That is on him coming in and saying, sorry, guys, if there's some emergency, I'm going to take care of these, the last two people. We've
got
to cancel because it's much safer,
Agreed.
Whether you've got the respiratory infection or not, for you to go home than it is right now. Mm-hmm. And all supervisors should do that because there were plenty of people that were in offices that were sitting there, and they had to do that. But there are plenty of people that weren't. And then there were people that just did it because they didn't believe the forecast.
You're also scared, though, because I have an assistant that I work with, and she comes in. And she's always trepidatious about I don't know if I can. And I looked at her and I said, Caroline, go home.
Go.
Because I know she's not. I thought I was a good snow driver, so no big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
So by the time she's like that, she's useless to you at work anyway.
Yeah, she's just going to sit there and worry.
She's thinking about.
Yeah. But I know that I'm even my boss, which is a good guy. His name's Evan. Why is everybody leaving? It's not so bad. And I'm in his office and we're having a meeting about something. And then I look outside. I'm like, I think it's getting kind of bad.
It did.
We
change.
Should probably go home.
Wait, where I was,
an hour.
It did change suddenly. It was raining. It was just regular, wet, normal rain. And then it turned to sleet for about 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes of sleet. And
really
then,
big chunks of sleet, too.
And then suddenly it was snow. And like you said, 2 inches an hour.
And thunder snow.
Can you? But I will tell you, as a guy that had a meteorologist on the show,
who knew.
Hit it out he of did. The park,
attaboy.
Who nailed it. HB, not only, generous with his time to come on and join us on our show, he does this
really?
Out of the
He's
kindness.
Generous with something?
he was, Rob.
Hi, Howard.
And HB came on, and I let him take a bow yesterday morning because he hit it out of the park.
When did he nail it, though?
He nailed it. I think I had him on. Before 6 a.m., Rob.
Okay.
On Wednesday.
But many of them, by the time it got to that point and got closer, noon, they were really emphasizing it that day.
Yeah.
And that's why people don't have an excuse to not believe them. Because
but it's
when they get on and scream it, and they're not doing the Tom Curran double
talk. But it's the same thing. I've got... Let me tell you this. This is the level of stupidity. I have a rear-wheel drive Dodge Challenger muscle car that I was told... And I remembered it because I only had to try it once, but I would have known it anyway. But I was told by the guy, this is not a really good weather car.
No. Oh, it's
not a good. There
the
are people.
That, I have essentially the same car.
There
as you,
are people that are clueless. If you have a rear wheel drive car and you're getting 2 inches of snow an hour, you ain't going anywhere.
Right. This is why.
Period.
When I have the 300, which I think is a similar chassis to yours.
Right.
When I drive in the
rear wheel drive,
I drive in reverse. And that way, it's like having front wheel
drive.
Did
you take that in today, or did you take the Tahoe?
Carrie had to have the Tahoe. She had a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
I brought it in today. It was dicey.
Yeah, most of the roads are dry.
It's okay.
Can you talk about the mortality a little bit? Because there was a point in my walk that I almost knocked on someone's door to get some shelter.
Because you were that freaked out about it?
I was like, I might not make it, to the apartment.
It was scary.
People that abandoned their cars, the way I understood it, in many cases, I don't even know. The people that abandoned their cars got friends to come by? Or how did they, walk?
I don't know how you do it. And
my neighbor walked home.
The thing that I... Clever fella. The thing that troubles me is whatever. Even better. It becomes an issue when a 20-minute drive becomes an 8-hour drive. Mm-hmm. Gasoline becomes an issue.
Yeah, right. My gas is getting low.
And
people were freaking out.
That does get scary. You get really hungry.
People were running out of gas. And I'm going to say it again. All of it for absolutely no reason. No, it's bull. It's bull. There was no reason.
Marcia was lucky. She had a gas-conserving Prius with a bitchin' set of tires, and she still had some lunch left over in her lunchbox. So she had food, beverage, and lots of gas.
At one point in my walk, because I had gone to Lowe's to get a shovel because I knew something was going to happen. So it's not like I didn't know something was going to happen.
Right.
I left the show here, went back to work, stopped at Lowe's, bought a shovel, had it in my car.
Was it a snow shovel?
No, but I looked for the ergonomic shovels. They didn't have them.
Oh, sure.
He's been through a lot in the last week, so I'm giving him a free pass today.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he would be borderline pure Washingtonian ass hat.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided to buy a shovel when the flakes were in the air. You know, it's just like, prepare for Christ's sake.
I'm the a-hole. I took off my jacket and took my sweater off, wrapped it around my head like the Taliban, and started walking because I just couldn't feel my face.
And you didn't
anymore.
Think to take a picture of this?
No, did you abandon your car?
The last picture.
No, I did not.
Did you come home early?
I never left the house.
We go.
That's what to do. That is what to do.
Absolutely.
Now, can I add to the shovel thing?
You're dying to say something.
You know what? He wouldn't leave the house anyway.
Well, he was comfy. What are you going to do?
Pat Collins.
Yes.
The reporter on Channel 4.
We're segueing into local news.
And I must just say this because I really don't watch a lot of local news. But when it snows like that, there is nothing more entertaining than pouring yourself a drink, calling your dad, and saying, put on Channel 4. Let's see what these jackasses are doing.
Where they have Pat Collins?
Pat Collins was in Montgomery County, I think, but he had on a big fur hat with flaps that were caked with snow. So when the wind would blow, it would push the snow to his face. So he's out there in misery, and he goes to his recorded piece, and this is why Oscar made me think of it. He was in the parking lot of Lowe's, and he had a graphic, and it was Pat Collins, show me your shovel.
Oh,
and
God.
People that were leaving the hardware store, he was saying, may I see your shovel? And that was it. And remember, we're Market 8.
Yeah.
This is primetime news.
The nation's capital.
This is, for whatever reason, ground zero of idiots when it comes to weather. Everybody goes badass. They're stupid. They just make bad decisions.
They do.
No one thinks.
Show me your shovel.
That's why it's an area where people love to wait in line. Love it. If you can get a line outside of your business, I'd pay high school kids just to hang out in front because
that's
if you got a
indication,
line.
The indication that it's worthwhile.
People in Washington, D.C. would see a line and go, that's got to be good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why if they're listening in Vermont or Iowa right now, they're just laughing.
They don't get that.
They're just laughing because you
know I'm going to get hate mail.
You're in a better place.
Bring it all you Washingtonian lovers.
Well, they know how to do it.
A quick tip in. Another one if you want.
Very good.
You can read the top of the card, read the title of the guy. I acquired a business card yesterday from a gentleman.
Did you wrap it around your head for warmth?
Don't read his name, but read the title.
And the firm.
What is his title and firm?
What do we do?
Moore and Bruce LLP.
Yes.
Moore and Bruce.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Moore and Bruce. Now, this is a heavy-duty one?
Well, it's a heavy-duty one for me personally, and I'll tell you why right now.
Okay, go ahead.
As I'm going to the DuPont Metro to pick up my brother, who flew in to see my father.
Okay.
And this is, I want to say, around 6 p.m. because my brother's flight got delayed out of New England. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving, and out of the blue, this gentleman, who couldn't have been nicer, but obviously it's the weather, runs into my BMW. Completely sideswipes me.
And he's
first
an attorney.
Your dad, yes. And now this guy.
Hey, that's great. You get that all buttoned up.
Well, no,
he'll probably end up suing you.
It's not about that. It's like, what are the odds that my dad backs him? And this is where I sound like a complete a-hole.
It's just both cars.
I've got two vehicles. Yes, I do.
Two imported. So. two imported vehicles. Two imports.
This is, Mike, when you have two cars, it's an easier decision to abandon one.
Pricey imports.
Exactly. I will abandon this one because I have another one at home.
Both are crap in the snow, though.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, both are crap in the
snow. So I'm driving up Wisconsin Avenue, and boom, out of the blue.
Oh.
The guy, he pulled out of his spot on the side of the road into oncoming traffic,
right.
But I'd happen to be in that lane.
There you go.
And completely sideswiped the entire side of my car. And you know what I did to him? I said, no problem, because my dad had just got out of surgery.
Right.
I took a picture. I said, do you have a business card? Took a picture of his damage, took a picture of my damage with the iPhone, took a picture of his license plate. I said, I'll call you tomorrow. I got enough stuff on my mind.
He'll love that. He'll probably settle with you. You probably get a better deal.
But it was that type of day and week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
can you imagine?
You've had a couple of
weeks. I'm rushing and another car gets hit and it happens to be mine.
Wow. We'll come back with the audio vault and also just a few comments about Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
The luckiest man who I believe, and I wrote it down this way, Will Ferrell must be stopped because what he is a comedy snakehead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
All right, we'll come back with that in a minute. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by RIP Digital, otherwise known as RIP Digital.
RIP Digital.
Yeah, I don't know why I like to say it. I just do.
RIP's
my fatalistic attitude. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer, and RIP Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't.
Right.
Get rid of the CD clutter. If you got a ton of those like Rob used to have, you still have your CDs?
All alphabetized, Mike.
And get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or home theater system. RIP Digital converted Buzz's music, and they can do the same for you. Click the RIP Digital ad on our website or visit ripdigital.com. We'll open up the audio vault in just a second here. I just wanted to say a couple of things because I said I had to get this.
Get this, Mike, please.
Will Ferrell joining The Office.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Joining the cast of The Office.
It's his own story arc.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This sucks so bad. It's like Will Ferrell gets his tentacles into everything. He's not funny, and I'm tired of Will
Ferrell. I've kind of been looking for a reason to stop watching the show. I now have one.
Oh, I found a few weeks ago. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, they're stretching it. Will Ferrell just pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what, I had an argument the other day on the radio on the Edge, and I'm arguing with Shamrock, who is a Will Ferrell fan.
Is he?
And his point was, you know, well, he's been in so many good movies. And I said, the point was, he's been in a few good movies with tiny little parts that have been funny.
They're not surrounded around him.
No, but Will Ferrell, I think, by and large, right from the Saturday Night Live sketch of the cheerleaders.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Did Mr. Shamrock like the cheerleading sketch?
I like him, but I don't love him. I can't say I love him, but I like him in those roles.
Oh,
but I don't give him the credit that everybody else gives
him. Let me take my shirt off so I can show everybody that I've got a doughy body with a little surgical scar,
I'm
in my underpants, and boy, aren't I. I'm so uninhibited. Hardy, har, effing har.
And you know, well, when you're done being uninhibited, you can do another moderately unfunny video and put it on your website.
Exactly. And then you can go on a talk show and sit there because you think you're Will effing Ferrell, and you're so scary funny that you don't really have to say anything witty, but you can occasionally wear a silly outfit.
He is
and
really,
sit there and be deadpan.
He really is a talk show zero.
Did you not like when he did when he was his the little girl was his landlady? I think it might have been his daughter.
That was funny.
I love that.
That was he has moments of funniness.
I love
Anchorman was a great movie, but not necessarily because of Will Ferrell.
In spite of him,
let me give you an example. He's a great theater queen, but he is as opposed to a zero on a talk show.
Uh-huh.
He is a 10 on a talk show.
I was
going
to mention this,
and
too.
I am talking about Nathan Lane.
Oh yeah,
his last appearance on Letterman
to entertain.
Who goes on a talk show and actually prepares the way they used to.
Did you see
and him? Slays the dragon?
Did you see him
funny.
Last week on Letterman?
I did not. Oh, he's last week on Letterman.
It was great. And the thing is that he was too funny for the audience. The audience couldn't even track with
they
him.
They couldn't keep up
with
him.
So it was just him and Dave and me enjoying ourselves. And the audience.
And Rob.
Yeah.
And Rob.
Yeah. Well, I love when he talks stagecraft.
Well, it's just, but the whole thing, it's like Will Ferrell was the one who got to be George Bush. Mm-hmm. Of course it was Will Ferrell. Didn't do an impression of George Bush that was worth warm spit. No. But he was there because Will Ferrell, I just get the impression there are these Saturday Night Live favorites that Lorne Michaels has.
Kiss
that are,
ass.
It's clicky and he moves people with lesser talent into the forefront for whatever reason and they push and that's Will Ferrell. That's the way I always looked at it.
There is a rare exception to that, but there's people that just seem like climbers on Saturday Night
Absolutely.
Live. Now, Kristen Wiig is an exception. She's in everything.
I enjoy
she's
her.
The funniest thing that's been on
she's
that show
funny.
In 10 years.
She is funny, but it frustrates me.
But he just pisses me off.
He does, so there. I'm glad we're on the same page.
He must be stopped.
Would he be a poor man's Phil Hartman?
Not even that.
No, not even
couldn't
close.
Even carry his jockstrap.
No, I don't think so. No.
I love Phil Hartman.
Yeah, Phil Hartman.
Yeah, we all do.
Well, Phil Hartman had a character and was the goods, and he took. Yes, he was kind of a one-trick pony, but he took that pony, and he was so great at
it. A good impression.
And a really good impression.
Okay.
All right, time to open up the audio vault for Friday, January 28th, 2011.
You know, Mike, I'm sad.
Why?
It's the last day.
Oh, yodeling
of Yodeling Week.
Oh, no.
Hated loaded yodeling.
Never thought
we're
going
to have to double dip because we missed a day. This is
I'll
actually,
right
you know what's great? People are requesting yodeling songs.
Of course.
And this one was requested.
I'm so happy to hear that.
This is On the Frances Mountains, Mike. And I think you'll recognize this. This is the song they use for cliffhangers on The Price is Right.
Now you're making me laugh.
You know the game where the man has to climb the mountain?
Yeah. I love that game.
And you have to do the pricing game? Well, this is
great. When does the yodeling start?
It starts right now. Or not.
See? That's why.
Well, it's hard to follow.
If
it's
you would have hit that, I would have been in awe.
I know.
Maybe I will
I think
in
we
the
all
would
have been impressed.
I think we all would have been tired.
In the edit.
Well, you know, it is a long intro.
You can do the. There it is.
Is that the only one? Please tell me that's the only one.
There's another one I'd like to play you, Mike. Of course.
With a shorter intro, I hope.
He was born in
Searcy. This is your idea.
He was born
I liked it at the beginning. It just wore on me.
It seemed funny at the time.
He was born in Searcy County, Arkansas.
I
and, of course, his name is Elton Britt.
Okay.
You love him?
He recently adopted a baby with his gay lover?
No. He was in the Los Angeles-based musical group The Beverly Hillbillies in L.A. in the mid-1930s. And of his 600 album records that he recorded...
Chime bells ringing,
this was his biggest hit. Elton Britt, Chime Bells.
Sleeping a little lover, up on a summer's eve.
Mike, Rob is damn thorough.
Of course,
you give him a task, he really gets that done.
Of course, Mike, he was old school. If you want to go a little more modern, you want to talk Carrie Christensen.
Are you giving us, is this a third epping yodeler?
Mike, he was born in 1954.
He's done the work.
And his name is Carrie Christensen. He's an American guy, but raised in Austria, which allowed him to learn the Tyrolean show-off yodel.
Wow.
Not only does he yodel, he plays the accordion, the zither, the alphorn, and he's very good at imitating chickens. Carrie Christensen.
Well, you ask and you shall receive.
Which,
is that it?
Which brings us to our last yodel.
He holds in his hand.
I hold in my hand the last
the
yodel.
The final yodeler.
And Mike, I think you're going to enjoy
Thank
this
goodness.
Because this is more of a novelty record. This was on the internet, and this is on our YouTube page, Mike. I give you actual cats. Yodeling cats.
Yodeling cats.
Might be a winner.
Still with a sampler.
And look how miserable you are.
I'm sorry. Sometimes joy just forces its way in. That's it. That's the audio vault.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is today's audio vault. Thank you very much.
Thank you so kindly.
That was one of Rob loves those days. He can save all the other stuff. He's very happy. Means he'll have extra crown tonight.
All right. Would have anyway.
We'll take a break and come back with the buzz and the news right after this. Cats yodeling. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we do.
Can you get that anywhere else?
8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. Sure.
Welcome back to MikeO'Mara's Show.com. Let's get right to it. Here he is. Oh, that's the wrong. Hey, that's snazzy. Wow. I took a day off. Sorry about that. Let me start.
I thought we were getting out of here early.
Let me start again.
I thought I'd yodel the news
today. That's not the end of the show. It's time for Buzz's News. Sorry about that.
No problem.
It's been one of those weeks. Here we go, Buzz. Take it away.
Thanks, Mike. We're brought to you today by Amazon. You can find almost anything at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Thank you for giving us a great January. We want to applaud our listeners. Thank you very much.
Things you hear about on the show, for example, the book Unbroken, Hummel figurines. The complete first season.
Whoa.
Yeah, they have Hummel figurines on Amazon.
Well, where did that, is that one of somebody's, is that somebody's favorite thing?
No, that was, we were talking Wills on the show, and that was a...
with Oscar, the day you weren't here, we talked
about... A source of contention in my family, yes. My grandmother's Hummels.
Hummels.
There was
Hummel
a fight figurines. Over Hummels.
Mm-hmm. Queen.
The
all right.
First, the complete...
They're my grandmother's!
Okay.
I didn't want them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Complete first season of Spartacus. Even chocolate chips and Excedrin. Support the show and shop through us at Michael.
Put that in your own kit.
/Amazon.
I got my. Listen, I'm enjoying a McDonald's ice cream cone as I have my kit with my chocolate chips and my Hummel.
I got a great message, I think, from a guy named Matt who says you really can get anything on Amazon. I found anal ease, and then parenthesis. Don't ask me how I got there.
I saw an article about Amazon where they're going to be doing kind of a grocery shopping thing soon.
Hey, that's all right.
They might be doing that, but we don't want to step on other advertisers.
No,
what do we care? I mean, they don't know we exist. That's it. We just help them out.
They know.
Right.
We're trucking along.
Okay.
They know.
Maybe it was the weather, but the Tea Party staged its first caucus meeting in Washington yesterday, and only four senators showed up. Even three senators who ran and won election on the Tea Party ticket didn't show for the meeting. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says he stayed away. I like that, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Yeah, but Ron Johnson, great running back for the New York Giants.
He says he stayed away from the meeting because he thinks Republicans should stand united, not divided. He says the best way to stop the Obama agenda is through a unified Republican Party. The meeting was organized by freshman senators who got their first lesson yesterday in how Washington really works.
You mean the Obama agenda that is turning the economy around?
That's the one, Mike.
Okay, just checking. Hey, I'm sorry.
Like Will Ferrell.
You might think I'm sounding like a lefty when I'm saying, but the fact is I read the newspaper, and I'm sorry. These are the, thank you.
You should be
These are the statistics.
Mm-hmm. That's
all right.
True.
You're hearing good economic news on almost a daily basis now. Things do. Every major economist in the world is saying things look like they might be coming around.
6 months ago, Mike had no interest or means to buy a snowblower.
That's right.
And look what's going to happen today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Obama.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, and I don't have a story on this, but off the top of my head, and I saw this on Nightly News last night.
The communist snowblower.
You know, after...
Can you come remove 20% of the snow at my house, Mike?
After the savings and loan meltdown of the 80s...
That's brilliant.
After the savings and loan meltdown of the 80s, hundreds of guys went to jail.
Yes.
After the big meltdown that we just experienced, thanks to Wall Street, guess how many people have gone to jail?
How many?
Zero.
Zed.
Bagel.
A big egg.
That sucks.
After Tunisia, Egypt appears to be the next country to fall to democracy. And yesterday, while answering Americans' questions on YouTube, President Obama called on Egyptian President Mubarak to do what he can to prevent violence as this change occurs.
Well, I was watching, I watched this morning, and this story is growing here. Mm-hmm. This is incredible. They are furious over the economy over there. You know what the scandal is? It's a pyramid scheme. I'm sorry.
What? No rim shot? Hang
That's on. Good shtick. I like that.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. There it is. Do I have a rim shot here? Oh, yes. Walk like an Egyptian. Thank you. Hey, man. Hey, how about those crazy Egyptians? They're protesting in the streets. The police are killing them. What's going on? This sounds to me like a crazy pyramid scheme.
Now that's DJ hilarity,
I tell you, that footage over there, that's some pretty flippin' frightening stuff, though.
It is.
I hate rubber bullets.
I know. But you know what? Rubber bullets, if they catch you
and
the
liquor.
Right way, they can...
Could you explain... And again, I've been in kind of a haze.
Understood.
Fog.
You've been busy.
Ask me any question about that. I know all about it. I've been studying up on it.
Was Belinda Carlisle in the Bengals?
No, she was the Go-Go's.
She was the Go-Go's.
That was my question.
Thank you. I thought you were going to ask me an Egyptian question.
Oh, no.
Man, president.
You're talking about that. You're talking about Belinda Carlisle. I'll just sit here like a sphinx.
Who was the lead singer of the Bengals? I thought it was Belinda Carlisle.
It was...
She was very attractive.
She's very attractive.
Blonde.
No, dark hair.
Brunette.
And, brunette kind of looked like Eva Longoria.
And she also went on to be one of the executive producers of the Austin Powers movies.
Well, I'm so glad you know that and don't know her name. I'm so glad you know that and don't know.
That's funny,
way,
Mike. I would think you'd be upset by that.
Right there is a textbook example. I am upset at that. Sorry, that is a textbook example of your brain.
She went on to become the executive producer, and she also had a refrigerator that was made by, in 1962. Mike. What's her name? Don't know that one.
He's our Nathan Lane.
Virginia Commonwealth University. Oh, yeah. American University knows about it. All they taught is to bitch about the fact that I don't know it.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Buzz. I apologize.
Take your Christmas tree down. All right, go ahead.
That's telling him.
Right, now I don't know what to say.
So the president was on YouTube yesterday, and he got a lot of questions about legalizing marijuana. It was, in fact, the number one topic on that YouTube chat.
I was shocked by this. Just overwhelmingly number one, right?
The best question maybe came from a Massachusetts cop who implied that it's time to take the drug business away from criminals and regulate it.
Speaking of that, Buzz, nice little segue here.
Sure is, Mike.
Bonus hour this week. We've dealt with it before. We're going to deal with substances based on old Charlie Sheen. We'll be talking about some of our wonderful drinking experiences. Mm-hmm. What's drinking done to you?
The phases of getting drunk
and drugs and everything and what's bad, what's
good.
We'll
talk about legalization as well.
Yeah, we'll do
Susanna
that.
Susanna Hoffs.
Bonus hour. Susanna Hoffs.
That's right.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate you texting that in.
Right. Obama called legalizing drugs a legitimate topic for debate and said his White House is looking very carefully at how to curb the demand for drugs and viewing it as a public health issue.
This is something, and we'll talk about this at length in the bonus hour, I think. The legalization issue is the prohibition argument.
Exactly. Same thing all over again. I can't get by that.
I mean, that is just, to me, so logical.
Still doesn't
and
work.
Makes so much sense, especially when you talk about that crap going on down in Mexico, but we'll talk
about
it later.
Scary
legalize stuff. It, Mike. Legalize it.
The owner of a strip club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is looking to hire at least 100 additional dancers for the Super Bowl. And John Walsh, interesting he'd be named that, John Walsh of Showtime's Cabaret says he's not the only guy hiring. Walsh says he and his fellow club owners in the area need probably 10,000 additional dancers to get them through the next couple of weeks.
Buzz, did they even look at my tape?
I don't know. I'm sure they did. With 300,000 tourists on the way, this would give the city a tourist to stripper ratio of about 30-1.
That's a good ratio.
That's about right.
Yeah. There are poor ratio. There are about 5 dozen strip clubs in Dallas-Fort Worth Metro, and ladies, John Walsh wants you to know the money is good.
Yeah, and it's kind of insane, though. I don't enjoy going to gentlemen's clubs at the Super Bowl because of the crowd scene. It is so ridiculous.
It's just a mob.
It's and in morning, noon, and night.
That's the only way, really, though, to see Sinbad.
I can't imagine, though. Let me say this. In Phoenix, if you're going to Vegas, odds are, I want to say at least 30-40% of that plane on a Friday night or a Friday afternoon were dancers going to dance in Vegas for the weekend.
Really?
Because that's where the big money is.
Well, that's the flight to book.
It's funny, though, that you knew the plane. What time was the flight?
Oh, it was like the 6 p.m., 7 p.m. flight.
6 p.m.
I bet you had some good times on those
flights. It was a great time going to Vegas, yes, because it's an hour flight.
That's cool.
But that being said, I can't imagine what a weekend in Vegas while you have a bunch of dancers. If I was a top dancer in Vegas, I'd be going to Dallas.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I know that there's big money there. So when you say, is this exaggerated or does this actually happen? Yes, they travel because the money is there.
That's where they go, and that's where people go. Because really, you're going to a game. You got your hotel room. Okay. I'm with the guys. I went to the NFL experience. Where are we going? We're going to the EE bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, the fact is, however, I'm just my own personal liking.
Yes.
When you're going to an EE bar, you know what's really good to go to an EE bar? Go to an EE bar when there's nobody there.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. You get a little
then
more
you
attention.
Get special attention.
And what a lot of people don't know, when you are assigned a hotel room through the NFL, like if you're there covering it,
right,
like everyone is there covering it, you have to book your hotel for 5 nights.
Yeah.
You're required to.
Wow, I didn't
know
that.
Stay.
Yeah,
minimum
and,
stay.
And that's one of the reasons it's such an expensive deal.
What Rob's saying is there's a tremendous amount of downtime.
Lots of downtime. down.
By now you've heard about the woman in Albuquerque who was offered a yogurt sample at a grocery store only to find out that it wasn't yogurt.
Damn.
31-year-old Anthony Garcia was working at the Sunflower Market when he stopped a female customer and offered her a taste of the store's newest yogurt flavor.
Hey, how are you, sir?
She says it tasted like semen. Apparently, she would know. She spat it out. Bueno. She spat it out, which, if you've seen the movie, sometimes happens. Police are running tests on the substance, making this a good time to remind young people to consider a career in law enforcement. As it turns out, Mr. Garcia had some outstanding warrants at the time, including one for failure to appear for arraignment on sexual misconduct charges.
I'm sure these warrants were good, but were they really outstanding?
We'll be following this story, and if we have time, we've got some great tape to play about this in the bonus hour.
Oh,
good
stuff. Man, I understand. Was he a long-term employee at the restaurant, or was he just Johnny come lately?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Just checking. Sorry.
Probably a pyramid scheme. And finally, there are flashers.
Gee whiz.
There are flashers.
That worked better, didn't it? And I didn't know about that one when I said it. I thought I'd just throw it out there.
I like that.
Finally, there are flashers, and then there are real performers. This guy falls into the show business category because 60-year-old John Dupuis of Seattle didn't...
Boo! John Dupuis!
He didn't just work it in front of his window. Quoting a detective, a small reading lamp had been positioned to highlight the suspect's genital region.
How sweet it is!
Like Hustler.
Made himself a little spotlight.
Yeah, like remember the pen light in Hustler? That was the best thing about Hustler.
Now, police believe this to be true because John Show continued even after officers arrived on the scene.
The John Show.
That's a showman. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's the right music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you all. Stay safe this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Our show is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day. Don't forget it, really. This is a big one. Yeah, We're doing the big push.
We always
take one particular advertiser on a show, and we really hit it hard. Mm-hmm. This is the one. Pro Flowers, this weekend. Want to start letting you know about this. Valentine's Day, $19.99. It includes a free glaze vase.
Nice.
Other specials include free chocolates, free delivery. Send flowers. Go to our website. Click on Pro Flowers. That's what we want you to do. We would appreciate that. And have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
For Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Mark Ronick, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Katie Cole.
Girl.
Yes. Jabari.
Right.
Zoolander.
Sure.
Frankie Beluga.
My wife, Carla. Mm-hmm.
Your wife,
Marcia.
Our neighbor, Richard.
Carrie.
Not Carrie.
Kara. RJ's. We're going to get you someday, my friend.
Yeah.
Someday.
We're going to need a toaster.
His right hand.
Suck it eat.
Bye.
Ciao.
sure.